You're listening to SBS News.
Good evening. We interrupt the viewing from the events in Parliament to bring you this breaking news tonight, and that is of the death of Queen Elizabeth II.
Television and radio broadcasts worldwide sharing the news of the death of Britain's Queen Elizabeth II. During her 70 years on the throne, the monarch met more than a dozen US presidents, among them incumbent Joe Biden. He says she stood in solidarity with the United States during its darkest days after the September 11 terror attacks. He's visited the British Embassy in Washington, D.C., accompanied by the First Lady, to sign a book of condolence.
I had the opportunity to meet her before she passed, and she was an incredibly gracious and decent woman. And the thoughts and prayers of the American people are with the people of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth in their grief.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she was lucky to meet the Queen on several occasions. She's described a stay at Buckingham Palace as one of the highlights of her career.
Talking with her about her gardens and walking through those gardens, it was an incredible experience. She was a curious, highly intelligent person who really wanted to learn what you knew and how it would fit into the world.
The United Nations General Assembly's observed a minute silence in honour of the Queen. Assembly President Abdullah Saeed sent his condolences to the royal family and wider community.
She will always be remembered for her dedicated services at home, across the Commonwealth and around the globe. She fostered peace and friendship worldwide.
3 days of mourning have been declared in Brazil. The iconic Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro has been illuminated in the colours of the United Kingdom flag in honour of the Queen. President Jair Bolsonaro said it was with great sorrow that Brazil received news of her death.
Uma mulher extraordinária e singular.
An extraordinary and singular woman whose example of leadership, humility and love for her country will continue to inspire us and the whole world until the end of time.
The Queen was the head of state of Britain, New Zealand and 13 other realms within the Commonwealth of Nations. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she was extraordinary.
The last days of the Queen's life captures who she was in so many ways, working till the very end on behalf of the people she loved. And that is why I'm sure that we will receive the news of her passing with both emotions of deep sadness, but also gratitude for a life that was utterly and completely devoted to the service of others.
Iraq's President Barham Saleh says the Queen will be remembered as an icon of history who served with grace, dignity and fortitude, while Qatar's Emir has described her as a source of inspiration and nobility. Jordan's King Abdullah II paid tribute, calling her a beacon of wisdom. Spain's King Felipe has offered his condolences to the British royal family.
La Reina Isabel será recordada.
Queen Elizabeth will be remembered as one of the best queens of all time due to her dignity, sense of duty, courage, and her commitment to her people always and at all times.
Even Russia's President Vladimir Putin, whose country's relations with Britain have plummeted over the war in Ukraine, has sent sympathies. In a message to King Charles III, he says the Queen rightfully enjoys the love and respect of her subjects, as well as authority on the world stage. Those in mourning are in the thoughts of Ukraine's President, Volodymyr Zelensky.
This is a heavy loss for Europe and the whole world. On behalf of the Ukrainian people, I express condolences to the royal family, the entire United Kingdom, and the countries of the Commonwealth. Our thoughts and prayers are with you.
The thoughts of Germany's president are with the UK too. Paying tribute to the Queen, Frank-Walter Steinmeier highlighted a visit the monarch made to Germany in 1965, describing it as an invaluable signal of reconciliation after two devastating world wars. He says the Queen was an important symbol of post-war friendship between Britain and Germany.
Ihre natürliche Autorität.
Her natural authority, her immense experience, her exemplary devotion to duty will remain in our living memory. Her death is a deep cut, the end of an era.
Most Britons have only known one monarch. Many are now mourning the end of the second Elizabethan era. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.